Manhattan. You would see the construction workers, and on their lunch break, they'd be eating like Italian sausages, and they would catcall the ladies going by. In San Francisco, the construction workers, they eat salad on their lunch, and they catcall the sausages going by. On that note, we have our headliner now for you. Well, self-appointed headliner. because he's going to do an extra long set for you guys. Mr. Señor El Quirroño, please come to the stage. Everybody, give it up for Quirroño.
Yes, yeah, hey, we got you.
And I realized, oh yeah, this is a San Francisco flight going to Seattle.
Should have known, that's in the wrong crowd. Yeah, man, you see these PG&E now? Everything they're lighting up nowadays. And seen a lot of Tesla drivers all panicking, man. They're just like standing around. You see them now? They're popping their hoods and chewing on the battery, trying to get more juice. Have you seen this? It's like getting down. Remember those old days we used to chew on the battery or hanging, banging? I'm seeing like Tesla people like, they just try to get a little block past them. Anyways, man, yeah, the PG&E, man, they're burning down the town, man. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought PG&E was going to be the biggest gangster, right? You know what I mean? I never saw that one coming either, right? You know what I'm saying? Goddamn. Yeah, man. I grew up in a town, I lived in Nairobi for a while, in Kenya. And one thing I realized in Africa is in the gyms, everybody skipped leg day in the gyms. They all skipped leg day. Nobody did leg day. There were just some yoked dudes who all wore trousers. You know what I mean? And it was like, I don't know if it's like that in India. I don't know if guys do only leg day. I mean, they skip leg day. I don't know in other parts of the world. Do they skip leg day in India? Or no? Do they?
I don't know.
You guys don't see that? Okay. They all skipped. Then I came to the U.S. And then everybody just had a good side they worked on. You know, they just had like a favorite side. And then the other side, they just kind of do the makeup thing. Hey, by the way, man, you're the owner of this place, right? I can tell, man. That's the owner. Give it a round of applause for the owner. I have been watching. And for the wait staff, give it a round of applause for the wait staff in here. I gotta tell you, I love this place. Every time I come here, they treat us so well. You know what I mean? I mean, the service is wonderful. And I always love watching the owner's face whenever some comedian's telling like a dick joke, and he's like, you know, he's like watching customers. So I feel bad when you tell bad jokes in here. He's like, I'm trying to keep people in here. I'm not trying to get them out, you know. But I do appreciate this place. It's a great place. If anybody ever wants to try stand-up comedy, this is a good place to start. It's a safe space. I started comedy not too long ago, and as you can see, my comedy career has been going very well. Yeah, so, you know. Depressing, isn't that shit? I showed up somewhere the other day, man, and I don't know if you guys ever had this feeling. I was down in San Jose, showed up at some tech event. Found that I was like the only black person there. And it's kind of hard when you're like the only black person at an event, you know what I mean? And you look around and you like feel like a bean in a bag of rice. You know, and you're like, shit, there's nobody else. No, not even the staff. You know, and then people come to you, hey, where's the restrooms? Where the But it is what it is, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Diversity, right? That's what they work about.
Was it bad ground rats?
What?
It was black bees.
Black bees? Oh, but that's a good point. Was it a brown bag, right? Let me see, what else am I gonna tell you about? You know what I realized? San Francisco is real about one thing, man. You know, you got the gay community, and then you got the people who are like the men who are trying to confirm that they're not gay, right? You notice this? It's a big thing. And like men, like really particular who are not gay about being accused of being gay. You notice this? They're like, they don't want to be in any way accidentally accused of being gay. Like, I noticed one thing. If you ask a man who's not gay, hey, man, have you ever cuddled with another man? You ever cuddled with another man? They'll be like, no, man. You sure you never like held another man? Have you ever wanted to hold another man? No, bro, I'm not gay, man. And if you press the issue, they'll kick your ass. You know, they'll kick your ass. But then if you call it something more masculine, like, hey, bro, have you ever skydived? Have you ever skydived? They go, yeah, skydived. Because skydiving, you know, that's when like men like jump out of planes holding each other for like 20 minutes, right? And then they even film themselves doing it, right? You know, and then it's like after that, they get it down, and then you ask them, hey, bro, would you ever do that again? They go, oh, hell yeah, I'll do that again, you know? You know what I mean? So the way I see it, I mean, it's cuddling, right? If you ask me, it's technically cuddling, and then it's like cuddling in a big way, right? You're filming yourself cuddling with others, right? Because there's other ways to jump out of stuff, right? You can base jump off a building, but you'd be by yourself, right? You could bungee jump, but you'd still be by yourself, you know what I mean? But skydiving is the only time that you can hold another man for that long. And I think a lot of men, really what it is they have daddy issues, man. You know, they don't really realize how good it was to be held by another man. And So there's a lot of men painting the sky then.
That is over.
But I'm just not knocking skydiving, you know. If you guys are skydivers, do your thing, man. You know, do your thing, man. What do I got here? Chapter two. You know what I realized the other day? I was trying to support black businesses. You know, people always say like, support black businesses.
Right.
I never hear people say support white businesses. Got this barber, and I try to go to a black barber, of course, because he's probably the only guy who cut my hair. So. And but the black barbers, man, they're a trip. I don't know if you ever get cut by black barbers, man. Like, you know, like, first of all, man, like, they make appointments, and they take forever to show up. Like, you can make an appointment, and it's like, the guy will show up an hour and a half late, and it won't even apologize. He'll just go, hey, bro, what's up, man? And then he'll just, like, walk around and talk to everybody else. You know, forever. You're sitting there, you're about to get fired from a job because you snuck out to get a haircut, right? And like, he doesn't even care, man. And then on top of that, you know, like when he cuts you, man, he's like, hey, it is, you know. I said, hey, man, give me a fade. He does whatever he wants. He's like, hey, bro, I don't like people telling me what to do. I'm like, I'm paying 20 bucks and I can't even figure out. And at this point, I'm done with me like, supporting black business, man. At this point, I'm going to go to a white barber with a Confederate flag who just cuts me on time. You know what I mean? I don't care, man. I'm not even tripping anymore. Yeah, man. I was writing some little jokes for myself the other day. I was, you ever wonder if new ISIS members never ask about the healthcare package? you guys ever wonder, like, hey, what do you got?
That's my 401k.
Yeah, or anything. It's like, what do you got? Oh, we got American Dental, you know? I don't know, man. You ever notice that women, when you go to the office, they always have, like, lotion and, like, tissues at their desk? They always have that. Mm-hmm. But, like, if men keep lotion and tissues at their desk, yeah, we get the same consideration. You know? And the thing is, I got a thing where it's like, you know, I don't mess with lotion because the way I see it, man, the problem with hand lotion is it softens your bitch slap. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. Anyways, guys, hey, guys, that's my time. Thank you so much.
Soccer season is over.